When my mother faced challenges or felt like she had been painted into a corner, she would say, "Ke na le ka moreko ga mma." She was saying that as long as she had a home, she would survive. She also had a hand in building that home and would tell me that to drill it into my head that you should invest in your family, in your home. That's how I was raised, by her and my grandmother, to value family and home above all else. Well, God came first, of course. That goes without saying. Let me introduce myself properly. Ke mokgwatleng wa mmathari ga e tshwarwe e sena shokwe. O nthapelle ke sa robetse. Fa ke eme ga ke sana thapelo. That is our family totem greeting, which warns the listener to pray while I'm sleeping, because once I'm up, prayer isn't going to help you. Yep, that's me. Never catch me when I'm alert. Your ancestors may find themselves negotiating with mine for mercy. In other words, do not take me on. Our clan is peaceful. But once you have wronged us, pray we make peace again or you will feel our wrath. I'm a Motswana girl, a thoroughbred if that matters, who grew up on the dusty streets of Thabantsho in the Free State. I was born Relopile Boitumelo Morake. Relopile Boitumelo means we prayed for joy. When I see people smile or laugh in my presence, I feel I've lived up to that name. Relopile is a rare name. I've never met another. Boitumelo is as common as John. Throw a stone and you'll hit 1,000 of us. I was born in Moroka Hospital in Thabantsho, where my mother worked. My upbringing was divided into three parts. I started out in a nuclear white picket fence home in my early childhood, then was raised by my grandmother in my formative years. The last few years that needed adult supervision were taken over by the single parenting of Mama. My father was a cop, but an underground ANC member. My mother was a nurse, also with political undertones. They were each highly intelligent, highly decorated firebrands. They met in the late 1970s in Thabantsho, when my father and a friend went to fetch a blanket that my mother had borrowed. On the first visit, they found my mother, but she had left the blanket elsewhere. On the second visit, my father went back by himself and left with the blanket and a phone number. Apparently, it was love at first sight. Unbeknown to them, my dad was already a good friend of her sister's. He only discovered this when he went to see my mom, and there was my aunt. He asked her what she was doing there and discovered he had been dating his friend's sister. They got married and had one child, me. We moved to Taung while I was a baby, as my father had been transferred to a police station there. I was far too young to have memories of the time we lived in Taung, but I remember we stayed in the police barracks of the Imperial Reserve when we moved to Mafikeng in my toddler years. My memories of life with my parents as a married couple are sporadic. They used to host small parties from December to January to celebrate our birthdays. First up was Mama on the 21st of December, followed by me on the 22nd of December, then my dad on the 2nd of January. We used to hang out in the back garden on the veranda overlooking the mulberry and apricot trees. I played by myself a lot, letting my imagination run wild. I would often refuse to go to bed alone, however, and they would take me to their bedroom and let me fall asleep there before carrying me to my room. My eldest half-sister, Disebo, lived with us when she was in high school and I was in nursery school. I recall a lot of breakfasts with everyone around a little square table. Mama in her starched pure white nurse's uniform with maroon epaulets, and my dad in his green cop uniform and hat. Most of my memories of Disebo take place in the mornings, perhaps because she was a teenager, so I saw very little of her. She and my mother clashed as well, so her living arrangement with us did not last very long. Interestingly enough, though, they became close when Disebo was an adult. In fact, my mother ended up having a better relationship with Disebo than the one I have with my sister even now.